Teaching and Learning Center at Selkirk College is proud to present Sound Education, a podcast series on what gets instructors and students to college each day. Each podcast will feature a key idea about what keeps us motivated to keep on learning. Proposals for podcasts on sound education can be emailed to the Teaching and Learning Center at tlcsupport@selkirk.ca. Hello, this is Teresa Seldom, Chair of the Teaching and Learning Center at Selkirk College, and this is my podcast on Ethic of Care for our podcast series, Sound Education. I first learned about an ethic of care when I attended Brenna Clark Gray's Manifesto for the Future, My Hopes for the Post-Pandemic University, at the Cascadia Open Education Summit this past spring. I was struck by the notion of care throughout an institution and in the day-to-day. Brenna spoke about not only our institutional policies and cultures, but also care between people. Student-centered education, which you'd think might be about care, has been talked about for a while in post-secondary education. But a lot of the focus here has been where the locus of teaching and learning is placed. For example, more responsibility for learning with the student or with the instructor. Whether sharing of responsibility is accomplished in a caring way has not been the point. So we can only go so far with the notion of student-centered. Another subject talked about right now, especially with so many courses going online during the pandemic, is instructors having a social presence. This could be about care, because at its most basic, having a social presence means an instructor showing up more as a human being with interest beyond their discipline. Nell Noddings, one of the originators of the ethic of care in education, said,
"Care is basic in human life. All people want to be cared for."
From what I understand, Nell Noddings means care in education underpins whatever pedagogy, andragogy, lesson, course design, evaluation we are working on. But ethic of care can get bigger than a class and concern employee relations, policies, and institutional cultures. In Clark Gray's Cascadia talk, she asked, "When an employee takes vacation, is it caring when they return to the hundreds of emails and tasks that were left undone in their absence?" Sound Education is produced by instructors and students. Subscribe to the podcast to get updates or begin a conversation about what motivates you to learn. Sound Education is hosted through the Teaching and Learning Center at Selkirk College in British Columbia, Canada. Proposals for podcasts on sound education can be emailed to tlcsupport@selkirk.ca.